The Environmental Protection Authority today has declared Woodside Energy's proposal to develop the liquefied natural gas plant at James Price Point, 60 kilometres north of Broome, a derived proposal. The Department of State Development's strategic proposal, recently approved by Environment Minister Bill Marmion, allowed for multiple LNG users to be co-located on a single site, avoiding a number of LNG processing sites to spread along the coast and in more sensitive parts of the Kimberley. The strategic proposal also allowed the consideration of the cumulative environmental impacts of future proposals, known as derived proposals. The approval conditions apply to the overall precinct, and relevant approval conditions will apply to specific derived proposals within the precinct. Deputy Chairman Professor Robert Harvey and myself have determined that the proposal fits within the strictly defined precinct footprint and could be declared a derived proposal. We received more than 1,800 public comments on Woodside's proposal to construct and operate a 25 million tonne per annum LNG processing facility and associated infrastructure. The public comment period was an opportunity for the public to outline whether this proposal should or should not be declared a derived proposal and their reasons to support their view. Following rigorous evaluation of Woodside's proposal, no new environmental issues were raised that had not been adequately addressed in the strategic proposal, nor was there any significant new or additional information that justifies reassessment. In accordance with the Environmental Protection Act, there is no appeal on this declaration made by myself and the Deputy Chairman, acting under delegation from the EPA. The final environmental decision on the LNG precinct will be made by the Commonwealth Environment Minister.